What's that black shit?
It is the remnants of the grilled cheese that I fucked up.
That's fair.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a bumper. Yum, num, num. Anyway, we ready to get this started?
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a bumper.
That also is a bumper, but I still like the I fucked up my grilled cheese bit. I think this whole thing is a bumper. Anyway, we ready to go?
Yeah, let's do it.
Infected, star set, nobody's asking, welcome to the show. I did it wrong. Again, son of a bitch.
I'm so disappointed.
Anyway, brand new stuff from Star Set. My name's Austin. This is Scotty.
Yeah, hello.
I got your name right this time.
You did.
So you should be proud of me. Welcome to the show.
I wonder if you can keep that up for the rest of the show, because you usually fuck it up.
I fuck it up all the time, but sorry, I'm like, you're Greg to me, because that's your name, but then you're Scotty to me, because we do creative stuff, and that's what you have asked me to call you, and I'm getting there. I really am. I'm starting to get there.
I appreciate it.
I try. I called you Greg on our show, but...
You did.
So, I'm sorry, but anyway, moral of the story is, this is Nobody's Asking. We're a radio show, we're a podcast, and we're a live cast. We do so much. Nobody
really
wanted it. Nobody asked for it. We do so much at the same time, because, you know, we're recording a radio show, like we're voice tracking a radio show, we're recording a podcast, and we're streaming on Twitch, on my Twitch channel. It's twitch.tv/AustinWired7. So if you're listening to the radio or you're listening to the podcast and you're like, why are they just, you know, talking? Well, A, that's kind of what we do, and B, we're live streaming on my Twitch channel. So that's a fun thing that we get to do, because, you know, it's an avenue, it's a thing that we can do.
Yeah,
that's basically how that works. Anyway, so yeah, we're a 2-hour rock and metal radio, I always said rock and radio program, which is true, but we're not cheesy radio DJs. We're a 2-hour rock and metal program that airs every Thursday night from 9 to 11 for 2 hours, and then we have a podcast that goes up every Friday at noon, and that's if I remember to actually upload the podcast.
Yeah, you had a mishap with that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, but we're slowly.
I actually got a time frame right for once.
I know, right? anyway, so yeah, hi, welcome to the show. Welcome in. Normally, I have, you know, a bunch of things to talk about, but I didn't think about it. We have to talk about our show was set for the fall.
Yes,
we're not going to play Set for the Fall again this week, just because I suck. But we do still have to talk about it, because we never really did get to talk about it, because the last time we talked about it was literally the day of.
Yeah.
So we'll recount that and whatnot. We have another show that finally got a venue, so hopefully we'll be announcing that soon, maybe even by the time this podcast or this radio show airs. That'll be cool. For those who don't know, we are in a band called To Breathe Again, so that's a thing. We don't talk about it too much, except for all the time.
You'll never hear us play us, because those are the terms and conditions that we signed on for.
That is accurate. Hey, there's our friend Alex. Welcome in. Welcome and welcome back. Welcome back, using our first and father commands. I'm missing a prof paper, but that's okay. We'll get it later. But anyway, so yeah, we do the podcast, and we talk about radio things. First of all, can we talk about Infected? The total, like, bop that is Infected.
Starset is my favorite band, and I haven't listened to this song yet.
How have you not listened to this song? We're gonna need to fix that, because it is a bop. Like, it is a bop and a half and three quarters. Sorry, I had to make my chopped salad and microwaved an ear of corn. Hey, I have homemade egg drop soup over here, and a grilled cheese that I don't know if you can tell, I kind of fucked it up. That's not supposed to be black. It's supposed to be golden brown. And I fucked it up. Because I forgot I had the skillet on. I forgot I had the burner on real high.
Yeah. Also, I'm going to go adjust the blinds, because that's bugging me.
Okay, you do that.
You talk about Infected.
But yeah, Infected, absolute bop. They just released it. I mean, they didn't just release it. That sounds good. And if you didn't tell me, I wouldn't have known. Look, I mean, I tend to jump the gun on things like, you know, secrets and things I shouldn't tell people. Holy crap, that was blinding. You're going to blind our only viewer. Now I'm blinding. This is a problem. So this is my ghost husband.
Boo.
Literally. You should also turn the light down. Like, for real. We're going to wash the fuck out. And again, for the podcast listeners, if this even makes it. Oh, no blinding one of your... Exactly, yeah. We can't blind our children. Child. You're our child. Our stream child, if you... Strem child. There we go. Strem child, if you will. But yeah, highly recommend listening to Infected, because it's a bop. And you're slacking.
I know.
It came out like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
You should also just listen more.
I wasn't impressed with their Amazon exclusive, and I think that was kind of part of it.
What was their Amazon exclusive?
I forget.
It didn't stick with me. It didn't? No? Okay. I didn't know they had an Amazon exclusive, so there's that.
It might actually be Infected, honestly. I don't remember.
Here. We have the power.
Editing Austin here. This is the part where I show Scotty a snippet of the song, and then we cut to...
Okay, yeah, this is dope.
Yeah. Highly recommend. So I highly recommend, you know, because we're live streaming this, I highly recommend you listening to the radio show every Tuesday. You should type in radio, by the way. Every Thursday night from 9 to 11, because we're going to play that. And, yeah, you can do the thing. But anyway, yeah, let's go ahead and get going, though, because we have a lot to cover. And by a lot to cover, I mean I have a lot to think of to cover, because I didn't, like, write down the topics. Obviously, we'll do our Reddit bit, which is a podcast exclusive. Like I said, we'll talk about our show that we did with Set for the Fall last week. Well, not this past Saturday, if you're listening to the radio show, but the Saturday before. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about how I'm very sorry about our show and last week, and I don't know how the first hour got mixed up.
We get to celebrate your birthday.
We celebrated my birthday. That was a thing. I mean, we celebrated my birthday the weekend that we played the show. But we get to celebrate again, because this Saturday, in like, you know, 2 days or 1 day, whenever you're listening to this, we're seeing Eliza Schlesinger.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Like, it came up real quick, too.
It did.
Like,
it really did.
Super quick. Like, I feel like I just bought the tickets yesterday. I was like, oh, man, we have like a couple months for this. And then, nope, it's in 2 days. Or if you listen to the podcast, it's tomorrow.
Or if you're listening on Twitch, it's this weekend.
It's next weekend.
Well, it's Sunday, so it'd be this weekend.
It is. I mean, I guess that's fair. I mean, you know, whatever. Moral of the story, July 24th, we're going to be at Folinger Theater to see Eliza Schlesinger, which is our collective favorite comedian, like, ever. I mean, it's my favorite comedian ever. But, like...
Definitely one of my top five.
Oh, absolutely. And we're super excited. Like, if... my kind of oration, especially on stage, is derived a lot from Eliza. Like, specifically my little kind of, like, sidebar clips, you know, and just kind of, like, my inflection dips and whatnot. Totally stole that from Eliza. That's entirely her. Yes, Eliza, love her. Anyway. But, yeah, I say we get going with the music. Obviously, you know, if you're listening to the radio, you're going to hear songs. If you're listening to the podcast, we're just going to keep talking. That's just how that works. We're going to tell you that there's a song playing, and then we're going to be like, hey, guess what? There's this song. And if you're watching on Twitch, then, you know, this is a train wreck that hopefully you're going to enjoy. But anyway, this next block is basically all brand new songs that came out last week. Because, you know, we like to talk about, I love her, how do I grow while we all look at her gorgeous? Right. This next song by a band, super excited to hear from. These guys are... I forget where I was going with this. I did see them do a live stream last year. That was super fun. I know there's a couple of their songs on like the Twitch soundtrack, which is, you know, like the rights cleared music stuff. And definitely been enjoying it. But this is a brand new song. This band called this. Ooh, wow, I rushed that. This band is called We Came as Romans. Song is called Dark Bloom. Enjoy. Defeat and Ghosts, Nobody's Asking, WELT, welcome back. I did say that there was a block of new songs, but I understand that this last song came out, like, last year.
However, there is new In Ghosts on the way.
There is, and it's supposed to be emo shit, and I am excited.
Like, from Mike Kenway himself.
From our new emo king himself.
Put out onto the internet, so we can say this. All he has to do is finish the mix. The music video is done.
Yep.
And this is, in his words, probably the most metalcore song he's ever written.
I am excited.
So I am very excited.
Like, because, like, Erase Rewrite was a hell of a thing. And, like, and it was definitely, like, going in that emo direction. And then when they lost Tyrus, I was like, where are they going to go from here? Because, like, Tyrus is a very specific vocalist. So, you know, like, the only comparison I can draw Tyrus to is Jason Allen Butler from Fever 333, which I've been talking about a lot because I would really love to have him as a feature on one of our songs.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Also, welcome in, GhostHand246. Glad to have you here. Trying to lose weight, but you had a burger with cheese, ham, bacon, pepperoni, lettuce, tomato, and green sauce.
Oh, my God.
That sounds fantastic.
You're talking to two fat men. This is amazing. But yeah, that's beautiful. But yeah, Tyrus is a very specific vocalist. So when Tyrus left, I was like, where are we going? And I am here for it.
Yes.
Like, I am so here for it. And I love that they're shooting videos and, you know, and really just really buckling down on their YouTube content. Game, like, which makes sense because they're all video creators,
right?
Like,
right, that's what Mel does for a living.
Yeah,
so
you know, it's definitely a plus that, you know, Mike has that, because, you know, Kenway is the only original member of the band now.
Kenway is in Ghosts.
Yeah, he really is. So, but I am super excited, and also, I mean, you know, how can you
in
go
Ghost
wrong
merch,
with the song?
Check it out.
Yeah. Like, not an ad.
Hashtag non-spawn. Not but these are sick hats. They come in blue and purple. They're, you know, they're great if they still have them in stock.
Ghostboy.co.
Ghostboy.co.
Yep.
Support our friend.
Please, we love him.
To breatheband.com, support us.
Yeah. Please buy your stuff. Right. But yeah, super excited. Before that, we had Death Inside by a band called Memphis Mayfire, which their video for that is super funny because it is straight up, they use the same set. Because Kenway was even talking about this on his stream that we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. But they straight up used the same set and just changed the visuals on the TV. So if you've seen the video for their song Blood and Water, then you'll... If you look the video up for Death Inside, then it's gonna look a lot similar. It's just, I haven't actually seen the video, but I did like scroll past the thumbnail. And I was like, oh my God, it really is, which is super funny. But the song's a bop though. And then before that, a band called Crystal Lake put out a song called Curse. That is fantastic, and you just heard it if you're listening to the radio show, because again, we do a radio. It's a 2-hour radio program. The voice tracking is us recording our podcast. And podcast comes out Fridays at noon. So, you know, doing the thing and such. But coming up, though, a band that we got to see on, like, the last big tour that we went to together, which was the Shinedown and Papa Roach tour in Grand Rapids. These guys opened for it. This is a band called Savage After Midnight. This is the heaviest song that they have ever written. I want to make that a point, though, because, like, they said that this was the heaviest song they had ever written, so I was like, oh man, this is gonna be like obnoxiously heavy. And then I was listening to it, I was like, oh, this is pretty typical. And then I thought about it, this is the heaviest song they've ever written, and it's still a freaking bop. The song is called Solo. It's by a band called Savage After Midnight. We will be right back.
Yes. So.
Also, yes, Ghost Hand, welcome in. Thank you so much for doing the thing. We do have merch. I think if you just type in band, it'll bring you to our website.
Yes, I believe so. So maybe. I could do it, but
yeah. And then there was a auto thing, but yeah, we do have merch too, and then we also love supporting our friends because it's a lot of fun.
Yes, and if you're a little bit confused as to what's going on, like Austin just explained, we are recording the Talkie Bits for our radio show that airs on 95.7 FM WELT here in Fort Wayne. You can also listen to the show Thursday nights from 9 to 11 at WELTFM.org. And then the live cast that we're doing now, we edit down a little bit, just get rid of some of the dead air and stuff. The podcast goes up Fridays at noon And yeah, it's basically what you're getting now, minus bits like this.
Yeah, yeah. Like this is like the raw form of the podcast, because you know we're just sitting here bullshitting about it, and then we edit it, make it sound kind of nice, send it off for the podcast. It's okay. I'll save it for Tuesday. Fair enough.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah. That's oh Wednesday. Okay, got it. Fair enough. Yeah, that's just fun stuff. But to touch up on chat before we go into this next break, it's a very thin line between too heavy and heavy that enhances Zandra. Very true. You know, dynamics are a thing, and we love some dynamics. Also, I'm hella blurry. A little bit. Other Fonder will not be doing planks. I highly doubt it. At least not as long.
I could try.
I said, at least not as long.
It's only 60 seconds.
Yeah, 60 seconds. And once you get to about that 15-second mark, you're like, fuck. That's a problem.
That's fair. I can't do push-ups, though.
Yeah, he can't join me on the push-ups. That's definitely a Fomber thing. Excuse me. But anyway, so we will go into this last break, and then we'll keep going, because that's just what we're only halfway through the podcast. But anyway, so
Alex, that's my life.
Hey, now
called out on the internet
quite a bit. Speaking of our band, there's our album. You can listen to our album. You say that like I haven't
called yourself out.
I call myself out all the time, especially about that specific thing. But anyway, moving on. Fire Sky, Through the Looking Glass, Nobody's Asking, WELT. Before that, it was kind of a double dose of the gothic rock flavor. We had a band called Creeper that I discovered a few weeks ago. Actually, it was like a month and a half ago or something like that. It was quite a bit ago. But anyway, they just put that song out for their record, which is called American Noir. I think it comes out in November, if I remember right. Definitely, it was one of those things where, like, I had my music playing, and on Apple Music, they recently introduced a feature. It's a little, like, infinity symbol, but it's essentially, like, what happens when you listen to Spotify and you don't pay for Spotify. Because Spotify, you can put shuffle on a playlist, but about five songs in, it's gonna turn into Pandora. And so, Apple Music just put that out, and I have actually been really enjoying it, because you know,
yeah, we found one of our new favorite bands doing that.
Yeah,
well, not really. I've clicked on a random playlist.
That's something else. But even still, I've also done that.
Black Coast, check them out.
Yes, absolutely. We'll have to play them next week. I might have them actually. Oh no, maybe not. Maybe I was supposed to play them last week. I don't remember. They have a new song out that I'm pretty sure I've either played or. Well, I know we've listened to it, but show-wise, I don't know if I've played the new song yet. But anyway, moral of the story is Black Coast, fantastic band. Creeper, band I discovered with Apple Music's Pandora mode turned on, and very excited for this record. Their song Midnight is incredible. I wasn't very impressed with them. I've been loving it. Like, I love their song Midnight, because that soaring chorus, that's just it for me. Like, it just does it. I love that chorus, and I love their, the actual, like, notes that they sing, and it's so good.
Right. But Fire Sky,
though.
Good friends of ours from Essex.
Super excited for them.
They have new music coming.
Yep, they're either working on it or they're finishing it up. They're in some sort of production. Like, I'm so excited. They also have a brand new drummer, because unfortunately our boy Ryan, his side stuff kind of blew up, and so he is exploring all of that. So we're definitely sending out good vibes for him, and maybe one day we'll finally put together our Misery Business cover.
Right. So that's actually two members that they've lost, because they lost Sam too.
Yeah, they lost Sam. They lost Sam, I think, either shortly before or shortly after. Yo, thank you so much for the follow, Ghost Hand. Much appreciated. Anyway, I know we weren't supposed to do the thing, but like the thing happened.
I know. That's fine.
But anyway, he left, I think, what, shortly before the pandemic?
Yeah, it was shortly before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And they brought in Nicole, I think her name is.
Yes, Nicole, and I love her. She is so sweet, and like I just such love for her. She's an incredible being. And then they just recently announced their new drummer, which I can't not see David Draymond every time I see his picture.
Right.
He looks so much like David Draymond, and I'm just like, so when did David Draymond stop singing for Disturbed and start drumming for a band? Like, what the hell? But either way, super excited for them. I cannot wait for new music. And like I said, that was, of course, their song Through the Looking Glass off of their album entitled The Grand Illusion. I had to find that again. I haven't thought about the title of that record for a while. I've listened to it plenty. If you've watched my Sim streams, like I generally play Fire Sky like at least every other stream.
Right.
But yeah, super excited to see what's next for them. It's gonna be good.
Yes. But this next song coming up, also very good friends of ours.
Very good friends. We saw them. We saw them last weekend after we played our show.
Yes, we did. And the song features the incredible Spencer Charnas from Ice Nine Kills. This is Ava Under Fire with Blow on WELT.
From Ashes to New, welcome back to Nobody's Asking. That is a brand new song that they put out on a EP called Quarantine Chronicles Volume 1 that is super good, and they plan on doing another one, so highly recommend keeping up with the From Ashes to New Facebook and stuff, because that song is a banger. And like, I kind of feel bad because I put we have a band playlist called To Breathe and Friends, which is, you know, our latest single plus everybody else's really recent single. Got there.
Whew. Yeah.
Wow. I'm a host, guys. And I put the remix version of Bulletproof on there, which features Johnny Three Tears from, I almost said Johnny Five, which is not at all correct.
No.
Speaking of John Five, though, Rob Zombie was just in Michigan because he played Upheaval Fest, and pictures from that are incredible. But speaking of Johnny Three Tears, though, he is on the new the remix version of Bulletproof from Ashes to New. And yeah, that, like, no offense to Matt is a fantastic rapper. Johnny Five is alive. No offense to Matt Brandenberry, because he is a fantastic rapper and he's also an incredible, like, just human being in general. But I definitely do like Johnny Three Tears' verse in Bulletproof a little better. And also, I like Johnny Three Tears' presentation and delivery in
general.
I like
his voice. His voice is
fantastic. And, like, just every time he you know, does his thing, like, he just kills it. It's fantastic.
Also, speaking of Matt Brandenberry, you don't know this, but keep an eye for new Ava Under Fire.
Yeah. That's all I'll say. If they are in your tour path, by the way, highly recommend go seeing them, because totally unrelated, Chris raps, and it actually goes hard, because we saw them last Sunday, which was, or, well, not last Sunday, the Sunday before, because today is last Sunday. Thursday time frames fucks with everybody. But my birthday weekend, I saw Hazen Soul. Yeah, I saw Hazen Soul. You weren't there. That was a lot of fun. And then, you know, the past Saturday we played our show was Set for the Fall, which was a fantastic time. And then we had the after party with the Kickbacks, which was super awesome. Absolutely go pop off and harass a bunch of nerds, because you deserve it. Thank you for, yeah, absolutely. Like the Nobody's Asking podcast times don't really have a time. It's just kind of wherever we can fit it in. That's what she said. That's what he said. That's what we all said. We all like to fit it in.
Have a good time at D&D, Alex.
Yes, please do. We had an after party with the Kickbacks. That was a great time. And then the 12th, 11th, When was that? Yeah, it was the 11th because our show was the July 10th. Yeah. I had a stroke just now.
I'm going to take this clip and post it to r/I had a stroke.
That's exactly how that works.
Speaking of Reddit.
We will get to that here in a second. Yeah, we'll probably get to that.
A bit coming up.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we have that coming up after the next block of songs. But we saw Ava Under Fire at Smokestack with Adelita's Way, and that was a fantastic time. And Chris Slapnick, our boy Slappy, raps. And it is every bit as amazing as you hope it would be.
Yeah.
It is so much fun. And he, like, dude goes hard. And, like, on our way out, like, I passed by him and I was, like, saying goodbye to everybody. I was like, by the way, your rap was fantastic. He's like, thank you. I was like, that is the most humble I've ever seen Slappy. And it was just so wholesome.
Like, to put it into perspective, the man has guitar picks with his own face on them.
He does. I have one, like, right here. I just took it out of my pocket, actually. Yeah, here it is. Like, obviously, this will only be useful for the Twitch stream, but yeah, that's our boy Slappy. What? Oh, there it goes. It focused. Yeah. And then, you know, Ava Under Fire. You know, because he's a rock star now, so he can have pics with his face on him, because, you know.
Which prompted me to be like, you are the most vain person I know, and I love it.
And he's like, oh, thank you. But yeah, no, I on our way out, I, you know, was saying goodbye to him, and you had also brought up the idea, like, oh, hey, is that rap gonna, I wonder if that rap is gonna be a feature. And so I was like, oh, hey, while I'm here, I might as well ask. And he's like, oh yeah, no, it's definitely a feature. So you know, put two and two together, and then get the Ava Under Fire record when it comes out in October, because it's going to be hella worth it. All the brand new songs that we've heard, both released and unreleased, have been just fucking fire. No pun intended, because Ava Under Fire. Ava Under Fire is putting out the fire.
Yes.
And they're also causing the fire. Like,
didn't start the fire.
Yes, they did. Yeah. Yes, they did. Ava Under Fire started the fire. The long-running mystery has been solved. But yeah, super excited. And like I said, like, I was like, dude, your rap was fantastic. He's like, thank you. And it was just the most wholesome thing to see a man like Christopher Slapnick, who is very...
He's a bro.
And, you know, and he's definitely, like, he's very loud.
Yeah.
Has, you know, kind of says what's on his mind.
He has a personality.
He has quite a personality. One of those personalities that you either click with or you don't.
Fortunately, we click with it.
Fortunately, yeah. Which is great, because, you know, if he were gay, he would totally be fucking me right now, apparently. And I was like,
that's a conversation you had.
That is a conversation. That's what started our bromance, is, you know, just mildly, you know, intoxicated Christopher Slapnick. You know, if I was gay, I would totally fuck you. And I was like, thank you, I think. And then later it dawned on me, I'm like, I have a rock star who wants to, like, do sexual actions with me. This is a thing that exists, and now it's a whole thing in the Ava Nation. So it's super, it's a lot of fun. I take it with pride. that's a sentence I just said.
How about we get back to the music?
For reference, I don't take it. Anyway, so we're going to get back to the music. This next song is a band that is coming kind of close. They just announced their fall tour. They're going to be out with a band called The Almas. The Almas are from Wisconsin, and I know our friend Larry from Music for a Cause has been super repping them, as well as our boy Matthew from Super Cool Radio. They've been repping them quite a bit, so I'm excited to see them, because they're going to be in Lakewood, Ohio, and Kalamazoo, Michigan, in towards the end of October. And super excited, because I'm either going to go to one or both shows, and I haven't quite convinced myself to go to both shows just yet, but just know that that's a thing that I am trying to convince myself to do. Problem being is it's a Tuesday and a Wednesday. So, unfortunate in that aspect, but I'm still probably trying to convince myself to go to both.
Speaking of Kalamazoo, we should see about maybe going up one weekend and seeing if we can get a tour of the Heritage Factory.
Okay.
Heritage Guitars is when Gibson moved to Nashville, mm-hmm. they left some of their production in Kalamazoo.
Oh, really?
And eventually everything moved to Nashville, right. But the luthiers at the Kalamazoo factory stayed and started Heritage Guitars.
Interesting.
Which, yeah, so all the guitars they make are made on the same equipment as the classic Gibson models.
Fascinating.
Yeah, they have... like their Les Paul copies and their 335 copies and things. They're really good. My big thing. I'm not a big Heritage Guitars fan, mm-hmm. But they're decent and similar price point to Gibson standard lines, like that $2,500 okay. range.
Yeah.
But they're custom shop quality instruments.
Okay.
Because they are the top luthiers from Gibson from the old days.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Dope. Good shit.
See if we can schedule a tour or something and go up to Kalamazoo.
That'd be super cool. You know, put it in line with, like, you know, playing a show there. That way we can, you know, do the whole vlogging thing and be, like, you know, way more important than we are.
We play Epiphone, though.
We do play Epiphone. Maybe this is how we get, I don't know. This is how we get an endorsement? I don't know. We're not cool enough to get endorsements.
Not yet.
But not yet. Maybe we'll be cool if you click that. It was right here. It was right here, actually. But anyway, it's off to probably that side for you. It's off to it's off to this side for us too. That's how I have the camera thing. But yeah, there's, you know, check out our band and such. But anyway, taking us through to the next break. this is a band that we are super excited. They're called A Light Divided. Cannot wait for new music from them. This is not new music from them because I really just wanted to play this song. This song is called Remedy and it is on Nobody's Asking. We will be right back. Speaking of Adelita's Way, I Will Not Be Stopped. That is their brand new, their latest song, which we got to see a couple weeks ago when we went up to Mishawaka to see them at Smokestack with our friend Ava Under Fire. You did not enjoy them as much.
No, like, I like some of the music, but just, I don't know, they weren't very entertaining on stage, and if I'm going to enjoy a band that I don't really know their music going in, they have to put on a great show.
That's also fair.
And, you know, it was okay, but it wasn't anything to write home about for me.
That's fair. Like, I mean, you know, they're definitely not a gimmicky band, like, for sure. So it's definitely one, because I'm a huge Adelita's Way fan. I've been enjoying them since the early days of Adelita's Way.
Right.
Back when radio actually cared about them.
And then something that kind of, like, clicked with me was when they busted out the acoustic and started doing their acoustic songs a little bit.
Yeah.
Was how much they sound like Nickelback.
The acoustic section, okay, I can give you that. Like, they're definitely
still... Which, don't get me wrong, Alive was fantastic.
Yeah, Alive is a hell of a
like,
song.
The other two acoustic songs that they played, I was just like, this dude sounds like Chad Kroeger, oh my god.
Don't let him hear you. I don't know if he has any... Rick is a... Yeah.
Rick
is a fantastic human being. He's super chill too. He's like he's the mastermind behind everything. Like
For sure.
Like, yeah, he does, you know, most of the producing and everything. Like, he is definitely the brand of Adelita's Way. Which is fair because I'm pretty sure that the original members of Adelita's Way are no longer with Adelita's Way. The first time I saw them, actually, they had I think they were a five piece, I want to say, but one of their guitarists went on to play with the new iteration of Breaking Benjamin.
Interesting. Also, I learned something.
Jason Rauch, I think, is his name.
I learned something sort of interesting about Ice Nine Kills.
You did, yeah.
Well, no, not what you're thinking.
Oh.
I learned that there is a very particular reason why they will not tour with Motionless and White.
Oh. Well, I know that I know that their bassist used to play for Motionless and White, and now they play for Ice Nine Kills.
Other way around. Ice Nine's bassist left to be Motionless and White's producer.
Oh.
and they're salty about that, so they won't play with motionless.
See, I thought the basis for motionless.
I could be completely wrong,
I'm pretty sure the basis for motionless plays with Ice Nine now. I want to say that's a thing. I could be wrong, but.
But yeah. No, the interesting thing that you thought I was going to bring up is just how intelligent Spencer Trinus is.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's incredibly well-spoken and everything. Like, it was insane.
Yeah. And it takes a well-spoken person like that to write the amount of just clarity that comes in, you know, Einstein Kills his lyrics.
Which, I'm surprised you're not playing the new song this week.
Ran out of time, honestly. It's probably what it was.
Maybe.
There were other songs I really wanted to play, specifically Emo Corner, which is coming up shortly.
Yes. But first. Because I'm a Big Brother fan. But first.
On Nobody's Asking! I don't know how I feel about him.
I love it.
But anyway, so we're going to do... We have our local spotlight. And then we're going to do the Reddit bit. I know that I just did that backwards, but we also, you know, we had a decent little conversation, so we should get back to the music now. But anyway, we're going to start with the local spotlight. This is a band that we are going to see. Speaking of Smokestack, we're going to go back up to Smokestack in August, and we're going to see these guys because they are on the bill for Music for Our Causes Rock the Rescue, and which, if you don't know, features headliner Shallow Side. Super excited for that. But it's a big, it's 20 bands, 2 stages. It's going to be this big charity festival. And I'm super excited to see it because it's also supposed to be outside. Which, granted, with, you know, how wacky the weather's been with all this rain, you know, could be outside, could be not. So we'll see what happens. But anyway, kicking off things, though, this is a band called 6 Feet to Salvation. This is their song, Take It Away. And we're going to let them do just that on Nobody's Asking, WELT. Voice of Silas, To No Avail. I think the only song off of their EP that I haven't played, because I think overall I've played most of the EP, if not all of it now. So, and I think that's the song that I kept, like, anytime I would go to play Voice of Silas, I think this was the song I was looking for, and I just didn't, like, realize it. But their whole EP is really good, and I highly recommend checking it out. I'm very excited for them. They're doing pretty good things too. Like they started playing shows at the Muse, and then suddenly they're starting to play shows everywhere. Like they're opening for big nationals, impressing big nationals. Which, let's be real, they're an impressive group. So like, you know, it makes sense. Like yeah, we already knew they were impressive. So glad you could finally hop on the train.
We impressed a national.
Yeah, we played for Set for the Fall. We talked about that a little bit ago, and they're very impressed with us. They were very happy.
They were really chill dudes too.
Yeah, super chill.
I got
dudes
to hang out with them by their van, and we just chatted gear, and like it was great.
Good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, the whole show was a lot of fun. Like, Echoes from Oblivion was super into us. They're from Logansport. We've been playing them a lot. I think this is actually the first week we haven't played them in the right. local spotlight or just anywhere in general. But super excited for what they've got coming up, because I know they got some new songs or just an EP or some sort of release that they're working towards. And I definitely dug them. Like, they were a fantastic group live. And the singer also has a stomp box for their bass drops, and that was just that added that extra energy that just
yeah
over the moon, which is super fun. But anyway, if you're listening to the radio, we're gonna go to do our podcast exclusive segment we call the Weekly Reddit Reading. I still haven't figured, like, we're not a segment, we don't, like, hard do, like, segments, you know? We just have them and say, hey, this is, you know, we're going to do this now. But, yeah, so we're going to do the podcast-exclusive weekly Reddit reading. Because tomorrow at noon, our podcast will, this episode will air. Well, not air. It'll go live. That's the word I was looking for. So if you're listening to the radio and you're like, man, this seems a little disjointed. Well, that's because we're recording a podcast and we cut that podcast down to put into the radio show, which we put in between the songs. And if you're listening to the podcast, you're wondering what songs we're talking about. Well, listen to the radio show, you know, every Thursday night from 9 to 11. But Twitch and the podcast are going to be privy to the podcast / Twitch exclusive segment, which is the weekly Reddit reading. Take it away, Scotty.
You threw me off because you
did. Take it away, Scotty.
From our favorite subreddit, r/ am I the asshole, posted when I pulled it up 12 minutes ago. It's been about an hour since then, so whatever. From user Bopalop01.
Oh, I know that guy. He's friends with Bopalop03.
Oh. Will I be the asshole for refusing to go to dinner for my birthday with my parents?
This sounds vaguely familiar to a friend of ours.
Right? My parents are divorced. So since I was a kid, I'm 23, I'll go do something with my dad and stepmom a few days before, and then usually do something with my mom on my actual birthday. When I was 17 or 18, my dad and stepmom and I started going out to dinner, which was fine because I could pick where. I typically like places like Fridays or something. So it's not like I was picking a fine dining place. The next year, my dad asked me where I wanted, but just ended up going where they wanted. No big deal. The thing that annoys me is he always has to tell the restaurant we're celebrating my birthday, even when I ask him not to. Then the restaurant staff sings and gives me a free dessert, which is ice cream, and I can't eat it, so I give it to him. My thing is, I have anxiety, and I hate attention being on me like that. Logically, I know people aren't paying attention, but I don't enjoy it, and I feel really anxious the entire time, so it has the opposite effect of being fun. 2 years ago, he did it again after he promised not to and said, oh, come on, lighten up. Well, last year was the pandemic, so he didn't do anything. My birthday is in a few weeks, and he said I should pick a day to do dinner. Thing is, this year, I don't even want to go. Why do something when someone intentionally makes you uncomfortable? My stepmom says he's just having fun, but I don't think it's funny. Would I be the asshole if I say thanks, but no thanks?
No. For one simple reason, it is your day, so you shouldn't be made to feel uncomfortable on your day. That being said, obviously, it's not, I definitely don't think it's a malicious thing. Like, you know, dad's obviously not trying to do it to be like, ah, it makes him uncomfortable. Like, no, he's trying to, you know, celebrate his son, which is a fantastic thing to have. But at the same time, like, you just need to stand your ground and say, I don't want to do this. And, you know, and even, you know, try and head off a waitress, you know, head off your waitress and be like, hey, I know that this is a thing, but can you please not do the thing? Because, like, I guarantee you, most waitstaff probably aren't, like, you know, living for birthdays.
Right, yeah. Like, nobody enjoys doing them.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, speaking from experience, the only reason that people going to dinner to celebrate somebody's birthday tell mm-hmm. the waitstaff that it's that somebody's birthday is because you love to see that person squirm.
Yeah.
I know from experience because I've done it to you.
Yeah, I'm weird. I don't get uncomfortable, but I'm also just like, there's no easy way to accept this without either coming off as awkward or coming off as conceited. Like, ah, yes, give me my birthday. Yes, this is my birthday. No, thank you. Or, thanks. Yeah, okay, whatever. For the record, like, I definitely would prefer the not fanfare option. However, if it happens, I will do my best to be comedic.
Yeah.
Which usually, like, comes off as cringy.
Like, and they mentioned that they can't eat ice cream. So I'm wondering if there's a lactose intolerance thing there or diabetes something.
There's definitely something like that there.
What I think the dad should do is in a situation like that is, you know, be considerate of. I don't think they said their gender.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah.
No, they don't say their gender. But they, the father in a situation like that should consider their child's, you know, whatever, be it whatever reason they don't need ice cream or whatever. Yeah. And if they really still want to do that, approach the wait staff, say, we don't want the fanfare. Mm-hmm. We are celebrating their birthday. They can't eat ice cream. Could we get an alternative dessert for free or something just to help us celebrate? But we don't really want the fanfare because whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they would be more than willing to accommodate that.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely a thing that, you know, you can work something out.
Yeah.
You know.
And but in the long run, you know, you've already promised to not do the thing. Don't do the thing.
Yeah.
And like just because you're having fun doesn't mean the other person is.
Yeah, especially if they tell you like, "Hey, I don't really want this. Like, I don't really want to do this." But like specifically on OP's, you know, position, there is nothing wrong with like if you want to, you know, just tell them that, "Hey, I would rather spend my birthday either, you know, at home or, you know." Like, I don't want to do anything big. And especially because once you get over, like, 21, doing something extravagant on your birthday, at least for, you know, people like us, like, it's just, that's a lot of work.
Like, then you got to make plans.
Yeah.
And you have to make sure everybody has off work.
Yeah.
And then you have to make sure nobody works the next day, especially if you plan on drinking.
Yeah.
Like, it's a hassle.
It's a hassle and it's unnecessary. Like, I mean, I stopped, you know, like, the only reason I ever really, like, celebrate my birthday is if I'm going to a show, which is always.
So. Right. Or, like, this year we got Eliza tickets.
Yeah, this year we got Eliza tickets. You know, like, we're doing something that we would have done on a normal basis. But because, you know, it's in our, you know, celebration summer that we get, that, you know, we do. Because, you know, date, wedding,
my June, birthday. July, August, all have something.
All have something that we directly celebrate.
We really have a party summer.
Yeah, we really do. to party again. So, but yeah, I mean, you know, like we had already been, you know, made plans that we're going to go see Eliza next time when she comes to Fort Wayne. It just so happens that she comes to Fort Wayne 10 days after my birthday. And so we're like, screw it. We're getting VIP passes. And then we end up in the front row. And that was just a cool quirk. That was just a cool bonus.
Yeah, for like, sure. Best seats in the house.
Like, I am so excited for that. But yeah, I mean, you know, and then with our anniversary, we more celebrate our anniversary than we celebrate your birthday, just because we're both the kind of people that we just don't like doing extravagant things to show off on our birthdays. Like, we'll show off to ourselves, but again, in the case, yeah, especially in the case of, you know, us seeing Eliza on Saturday, we were gonna do that anyway.
Right.
And there honestly may have been a good chance that we would have done the VIP anyway.
Like, because that conversation went, it's your birthday, screw it, let's get the VIP.
Yeah. But even if it wasn't, like, I feel like we would have at least considered it, like, heavily.
For sure.
Especially given the seats that, you know, we ended up getting. you know, you can thank quarantine for our sudden desire to, you know, actually feed into the, you know, hey, let's buy all the merch, let's do all the VIP stuff. Oh, what it's like to not have money anymore. Wait, we had money?
Actually, we kind of did.
We did, though. Yeah, we really did. We built a box. We bought gear. we had lots of food.
I bought a Martin.
You bought a Martin. Yeah, we did a lot.
I spent a lot of money over quarantine.
Did. Yeah, that was a thing that we did. But it was all in good fun, and, you know, a lot of the stuff is stuff that, you know, we rationalized, like, these are things that we were going to need for our project anyway.
Right. Like, we bought these mic stands.
Yeah.
Like, partly so that we could do the setup, but also partly so I have mic stands for when I open my studio.
Yeah. Like, for when you open your studio, and then...
if we ever run sound.
Yeah, if we run sound, or we just need mic stands in general, like, yeah. Like, it was definitely a conscious decision that we definitely made.
But. Yes.
But anyway, so that was the Wakely.
You want to try that again?
That was the weekly Reddit video.
Want to try that again?
That was the weekly Reddit reading. Got there. If you missed it, or if you're wondering why we were just suddenly talking about, you know, we made a conscious decision, that's because you missed the weekly Reddit reading, which means you're not listening to the podcast or watching us on Twitch at twitch.tv/AustinWired7. So if those two things are of interest to you, that means you're listening to the radio show. So tomorrow at noon, podcast goes live, and then sometime throughout the weekend, we do the live cast on twitch.tv/AustinWired7, and that is where each week should start. That's what Ice Wake could start. Yeah. I don't know what dialect I was trying to go for, but it didn't work at all. Anyway, moral of the story, we're going to go ahead and continue. I talked earlier that our show kind of got messed up last week. And I considered just letting it replay this week just so that, you know, the show could be, you know, heard. I did find out that the second hour aired properly, at least according to our Spinatron, which keeps track of what songs we played, and then it, you know, it gets all entered into, I think it's, is it Mediacom? No, it's not that. It's whatever the big database or whatever is.
So that the bands get paid.
Yeah. So the bands get their, you know, sliver of a penny. I looked at that because you can actually look. You can look at the songs on WELTFM.org. You can play the past 2 weeks worth of broadcasts, and then you can also see what songs that we played, and you know, go from there. So I did see that our second hour aired correctly. However, I really want this. I really want to like hear this song, you know, in context. So I figured we might as well start Emo Corner with it, and then we're gonna cry for the next three songs, because that's what Emo Corner is. Austin likes to cry for God knows what reason. Honestly, probably because he really is a masochist, and that's what the song is called. The song is called Masochist, and it's by a band called Polaris. And we will be right back.
It doesn't surprise me that Kenway knows who Polaris is. What? But when he said that they were one of his favorite bands, I was like, oh.
That okay. Makes sense. Like, it really does. But, again, podcast exclusive conversations here. So Twitch soundtrack, that's how I really like, because I've heard the name Polaris, but I never actually listened to them. And so this song, and I think like one other song from this record, which is called The Death of Me, is on Twitch soundtrack, and I heard this song and I was like, this chorus is fantastic and I need this in my life. And like, I'm sitting there just on stream, you know, building, trying to be cheery, and I'm over here like, oh my god, this chorus, oh my god, like that is the, you know, internal reaction I was having to the song. And like, and then I kept trying to play it on the show and shit kept fucked up. Or we kept having to cut it. Like, yeah. So like that was definitely a something. And then I think I have full confidence that this is work and we'll be fine. but yeah, like I'm definitely a big fan of what I've been hearing from him. And yeah.
So which song is ending this segment?
Numb.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll go Masochist, Disenchanted, and Numb.
Okay.
Because again, I wanted to cry. I wanted to make people cry, because that's what I wanted to do. And also, it's Emo Corner, so you know, it's you know, we should have the emotional corner right before we have the big fanfare entry, so like, or exit. So you know, all sorts of crying is about to happen on Thursday.
This last song is in 6/8.
This last song is in 6/8. There's a rapper called 6/8.
Is there?
Yeah,
because I also know there's a rapper called 6ix9ine.
That's Tekashi.
Yeah,
no, there's a rapper called 6ix8ine. He is of the I think he's of the children variety, or children minded variety, and he makes there's, you know, he has like Christian, like churchy Sunday school type raps. And then he also did a...
I'm sorry, you said Christian churchy Sunday school type raps, and I just immediately thought of the meme.
Yeah, well, it's not as funny. Like,
because Jesus Christ is my... Okay, moving on.
Okay, we're going to move on. but no, at any time I hear Cruel Summer, I forget who it's by, but it's Cruel Summer... Your mom knows the song, I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. I know the song.
Okay, good. You were looking at... You kind of had that blank face, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You said Cruel Summer, and I'm like, oh, my God, where are you going with this?
Yeah, so he has a remix, but it's Cool Summer, and it's about how cool it is to read. That is 6'8".
Why is he me?
He's not you, babe. No, I guarantee you. That is not the case. Back to the main show. Now that you know all about 6'8", we're going to talk and then we're going to play a song in 6'8", but not by 6'8". And that is the hell that I live in every time someone mentions 6'8". It's Cool Summer.
I'm going to write a song in 6'8" just for you.
I'm going to hurt you so badly. I'm a lyricist. You forget.
6'8"'s easy to write in.
I'm a lyricist. 6'8", just like that. Also, Gauging Gadgets Test, welcome in. we're going right into the tail end of our podcast, so you showed up just in time for the big finale. but anyway, Numb, Linkin Park, Nobody's Asking, WELT, welcome back. I hope that your tears are either, you know, starting to slow down or stops because you're about to cry again. Because we are at the end of the show. That's not why you're going to cry, but I feel like...
It might be.
It might be. I mean, and if it is, don't worry. Don't fret too hardly. Hardly?
Serious?
No.
That's another podcast.
We are not hardly serious. They are way cooler than we are.
They are.
But we are at the end of the show. However, don't fret, because next Thursday we're going to be back, same time, same bat place. And you know, we're going to play more rock and roll music. And then tomorrow, this episode is going to come out of the podcast, which is the bigger, longer, and uncut version.
Not a South Park reference at all.
Not even sort of. Not even Norton. And this weekend, we will be live streaming the next episode of Nobody's Asking, which we do on our Twitch stream as our friends Alex, this gaming guy, and Gauging Gadgets Test. There we go. I promise I host a radio show. I promise I've been doing this for 5 years, which actually I think is like legit, because I think it's either this week or next week that was like my start, like my first episode of Austin Wired Live.
I remember it was in December, laying in a hospital bed, listening to your show, and you played Anchors for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that was also the night that you played Star Set, and that was my first exposure to Star Set, and I fell in love.
I could probably look that up too, because that was that was actually way before, because I had seen them on the Vessels album release show, and so that was back when I did my concert reviews. And so I started off with essentially the album Transmissions, because I started with that intro bit, and then it went into, you know, what it went into. So I can actually look that date up, because I have all my playlists still.
I distinctly remember being laid up in a hospital bed, and you played Anchors for me, and I cried.
Aww.
Because I demanded that you not come see me, because I couldn't put that financial burden on you.
It was something. Like I think we're blurry as shit.
It's because we keep moving.
Well, we need to fix that. I didn't do shit. Like, bruh. This is the part of the podcast where we just look weirdly at the camera.
I already did that bit. We'll figure it out later.
We will figure it out later.
It's probably just the autofocus settings.
I know. That's why I'm trying to like grab it and bring it back over to us.
I'm sure the backlight situation isn't helping because even though the blinds are closed, you can't tell.
Right. But
Anyway,
moral of the story is we're at the end of the show. This is an unfortunate reality, but we'll be back next Thursday. Taking us out of the show, I didn't think this through at all.
Nope.
Mostly because I still have like my response to your the hospital story, because the reason I didn't come was because I knew your mom was on the way, and I was like, okay, cool, he's fine, everything's okay.
Well, you explicitly asked me if wanted you to come, and I was like, no, I can't make you take time off work to come see me. Like,
I would have done it anyway. I know. Like, your mom was coming,
and then like all of my friends were mad at me for you not coming up, and I was like, I told him not to come up.
Yeah.
Like, well, it doesn't matter. If you told me not to come, I would have come. And then I, well, did you come? And they were like, no.
Uh-huh. Okay. But this blurry situation is throwing me off, too. But anyway, so yeah. Taking us out of the show. Like I said, we'll be back next Thursday on WELT for the radio. We'll be back next Friday at noon for the podcast. And we'll be back on Sunday, way sooner than either of those two things, to record next week's episode of the podcast. And we'll just do that. That's just a thing. Keep an eye, check out our Discord. If you don't know where the Discord is, hit up To Breathe Band on Facebook. Excuse me. And it'll take you
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the things.
And it'll take you directly to it won't take you directly to, but you can find a link to our Discord, and you know, you can chat with us, and you can find out when I go live to play The Sims, because that's the thing I do.
You can find out
whenever you go live. It's just a thing. And then of course you can keep up with our band, and also keep up with Nobody's Asking. Not that you were asking, but, you know, just in case that was the thing that you wanted to do, there's that. I should probably come up with, like, an actual script for these types of things. Also, this blur situation is throwing me off so much. I looked at this, and I was like, I know I'm trying not to, and then I looked at the CD, and I was like, oh my god, that's stunning clarity. Like, wow! It is, for all intents and purposes...
Our bitrate and frame rate are fine, so it's probably just an autofocus. It's
the autofocus, but it's making me queasy. But that's fine, because we're ending the show. The woe factor is the fact that, you know, it's brilliant. It's not the actual joke I was going for, but I would try to do this at some point. Taking us out, thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. This song is by a band called Shinedown, who I get to see in September. Finally, so excited.
How many times does this make this?
Shinedown?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to like actually go back and count again.
17?
No. If anything, it's 15. It's definitely not more than 15. But moral of the story is I'm seeing them on September 15th, and this song is called Brilliant, and they might play it. So who knows?
It's in 6/8.
It's in 6/8. Cool summer.
He hates me now. So good thing I haven't changed my name yet. We're getting divorced.
Well, fun fact: my ring is—I don't have my ring on either, so I can't even do the. But anyway, this song is by Shinedown. It's called Brilliant, and we will see you next week when I have a new husband. Have a great night. Oh no.